Greetings, friends and radio listeners. You are tuned to the R.G. Hardy broadcast as we come your way today proclaiming, souls are crying and men are dying, but won't you help us to win the lost? This is Sister Sharon Notsay, and I'm so happy that you've tuned into the broadcast today. And I know that today's message by Brother Hardy is one that is certain to bless your soul. It is one of my favorite, and it is entitled, The Power of One Praying Man. This is a very timely message on the power of prayer. It's an exciting message and one that is certain to not only boost your faith, but that is to bless you and that is to inspire and encourage you to allow the Spirit of God to anoint your prayer life. So let's join Brother Hardy now for this beautiful message, The Power of One Praying Man.
Now we've been preaching about the power of one praying man. But lest you think that I'm discriminating, we're going to preach about the power of one praying woman. This works just as good for the male and the female. And I want you to come to the New Testament on the story of the power of the one praying woman. Elisha is the greatest example in the Old Testament. By prayer, he knew the secret attacks of the enemy and escaped. By prayer, he brought the enemy to him so he could conquer him. By prayer, he opened up the eyes of God's people. By prayer, he blinded the eyes of the enemy and captured them. And by prayer, they ceased to be an enemy. Now in the New Testament, I read the scripture at the beginning of this message in Luke, the 18th chapter, and that's the setting. Starting at the first verse again, and he or Jesus spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought to always to pray and not faint. And remember, the faint means to quit and give up, surrender and admit defeat. And it said, Jesus said, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. I want you to see this. In this certain city, there was a judge. A couple verses down, God calls him unrighteous, an unjust judge. He didn't fear God. He didn't regard man. In other words, he was saying, God can't make me do anything. I'm not afraid of him. And man, the king, or in our day, the president, can't make me because I don't care about him. I'm my own man. You get him now? You get the picture? Now the third verse says, and there was a widow in that city. He was in that city and there was a widow. And she came unto him saying, avenge me of my adversary. First part of the fourth verse, and he would not for a while. Let me see if I can get in the mind of this unjust judge. Said, avenge that woman. Said, I'm not afraid of God. He can't make me avenger. Said, the king can't make me avenger. Said, the king can't promise me anything and give me anything to make me avenger. Said, and this woman ain't got nothing to give me. She can't introduce me to court. She can't save me like God. In fact, she's a nuisance. I ain't going to avenge her. Said to her, bailiff, get her out of here. Said he wouldn't do it for a while. You know, if that had been most of us, when we went to God in prayer and didn't get her answer, that's it, we quit. But this little woman didn't quit. Because it said he wouldn't do it for a while, that lets me know that at the next time court convened, here was that little widow woman. She was in the court hollering, avenge me! And this judge is getting irritated. He's looking down and saying, get her, bailiff. And boy, that humiliation would have made most of us quit, but not this little widow woman. Next time court was, here she is. The judge knew it. He was looking at the door. He was waiting for her to come in. She said, I know what you're going to say. Get her out of here. But that didn't stop her. How many say amen? Amen. By this time, the Bible says the judge is getting weary. See, she was coming more than once to get weary. I can see him. I don't know how many times she came, but he's getting weary. Might have been a lot of times because this is a stubborn judge. I can see him till he's reached his end of weariness. I can see him at night, he can't sleep. He's rolling. He's saying, God can't scare me into moving for this woman. The king can't make me do it. She said, but when I get up tomorrow and get in that court, I'm going to move. I'm going to move for this woman. I'm going to adventure. I'm tired of not sleeping. I'm tired of hearing her say, avenge me. Said, I'm about to get ulcers from her saying, avenge me. I can't eat, avenge me. I can't sleep, avenge me. I can't go in and run my court. There she is. I make a vow that if I live and get in the court, I'm going to avenge her because I'm weary. Let's hear what he said. Because Jesus said down, Father, hear what the unjust judge said. Jesus said in the sixth verse, and the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And let's hear what he said then. Fifth verse. Last of the fourth. Though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this woman troubles me, I will avenge her. Here's the key. Less means for fear. By her continually coming, she weary me. Said, I know that woman ain't going to give up. I can hold her in contempt of court. I can fine her, but she's going to come. Said, I can give her 30 days, and I know when she gets out, she's going to come. Said, God, you can't make me do it. You can't scare me. King, you can't buy me. But I'm going to move for this woman even though I learned to hate her. I will avenge her because she won't quit coming. The first verse, men ought to always pray and not quit. There's a saying, it's true. Quitters never win and winners never quit. I don't know which one you are, but I'm going to be a winner. Not only that, I'm a winner in Christ. He's made me more than a conqueror. Thanks be unto God that always makes me a winner, always gives me the victory. Here, Jesus is trying to get across to us. Listen to what I tell you. If a judge that cared less for this woman, she wasn't his kin. She couldn't benefit him one bit. In fact, she's become the thorn in his side. If that unjust judge, that wicked judge, would move for that woman that's tormenting him because she wouldn't quit. Sixth verse again. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall not God? I mean, if this wicked judge cared less or learned to hate this woman, move for her, how much more the righteous judge, the loving God, whose children we are. If this wicked judge will move because the woman wouldn't stop coming, how much more will God move if we don't stop praying? Hear what the unjust judge said. And shall not God avenge his own elect? Shall he not move for us whom he has bought and purchased with the blessed and precious blood of his love gift Jesus, who spared not his only son but delivered him up for us all? shall he not, shall he not avenge them? How many say amen, which cried night and day unto him, though he bear long with them, shall he not? Though they cried, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Let me tell you what happens when you pray. The minute that you pray the prayer of faith to touch God, the devil does two things. He dispatches a demon, or he himself goes to God, and he dispatches a demon to you. And he goes to God and says, God, I know you got to answer the prayer of faith. He said, but if you give me a little time, I'll break their faith and they'll quit. Then the demon comes to you and say, you didn't touch God. God didn't hear your prayer. You're not going to get anything. And that's where a lot of people of God faint. I mean, if you're a child of God, how many knows you're a child of God? And how many knows that you're righteous? I mean, you don't deserve to be, but the Lord made you righteous. He declared you in the right standing. Because Jesus is your righteousness. And when you receive Jesus, 1 Corinthians 1:30 said, and God made Jesus to be our righteousness. And when I have Jesus, my righteousness is in Christ. He's my righteousness. So I'm righteous because of what Jesus done, and I'm in him. And I have received him as God's gift of righteousness. Well, how many believes his eye is upon the righteous? And how many believes his ear is open to their call?
Amen. What a powerful message by my father, Brother Hardy, the power of one praying man. Without controversy, the most vital spiritual weapon in all of Scripture, in both Old and New Testaments, is that of prayer. It is the most dynamic release of God's divine power on the planet. James 5:16 says, the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. And you know, that's good news. But as you read in the Greek text, you find out it's even more potent and more intense. Because the Greek doesn't say avails much, that is, does a good job or brings good results. But rather it says prevails. And that means to conquer and override every and all opposition. Prayer is the catalyst that releases the hand of God to move in our behalf. Whenever God wants to move or to visit or to pour out his spirit or do any kind of work, he sets men to praying. And that's why our adversary Satan fights our prayer life so relentlessly. Now, we would like you to have a copy of this message, The Power of One Praying Man. It is available on both audio cassette and CD. We believe that it will inspire you to have a greater confidence in your prayer life. And when you order The Power of One Praying Man, we will send you the bonus message by Brother Hardy, 5 Conditions of Answered Prayer. Now, this message will look into some of, not all of, but some of the hindrances that we may be facing why our prayers are not being answered. You will receive both of these messages if you write Brother Hardy and request The Power of One Praying Man and 5 Conditions of Answered Prayer, the Answered Prayer series. For your love gift of at least $10, you can receive the 2 audio cassettes. And for your love gift of at least $15, you can receive the 2 CDs. Please send your love offering and request the Answered Prayer series. Send your letters and request to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. That's P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. You can also visit rghardy.org for more of our CDs.